This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. My name is Scott Watley. We appreciate you being with us. Wow, what an evening last night. We were able to attend the Trump rally in Colorado Springs, so we're going to be talking a little bit about that here in just a few minutes. But you know what? Hey, if you were there, we would love to hear from you. 303-477-5600. And quite the crowd. It was truly unbelievable. That was my first time to ever go to anything really like that for a presidential candidate, and certainly probably nothing that would even come close in the past that would come close to the crowds that were there. And we got there about a quarter till one, and the lines were already just huge. And numbers I've seen were about 10,000 were inside, and about 4,000 were outside the building that did not get in the doors, which was very sad. I actually took a buddy of mine and his daughter, dropped them off so they could go get in line. I went and parked, and we were very fortunate enough to get a press pass. And so I had press parking and then press entrance. And but they were about 25 people short of being able to get in after waiting all that time. So I certainly feel bad for all those that didn't get in. But again, the rally was just really, really incredible. And boy, it was cool just to kind of see it in person. You know, we've all seen it on TV, but to actually be there, I can tell you, it was a pretty cool experience. So once again, if you were there last night, or if you've attended one and you've got any comments, we'll take your phone calls, 303-477-5600. Dr. Stanley Thorne's going to be joining me shortly, and also Darby on our staff here. Darby helped us get set up there yesterday and helped us get set up with some interviews. And one of the gentlemen that I got to talk to was Tim Murtaugh. Tim is the Director of Communications for Trump 2020. And he was kind enough to take about 5 minutes with me there. As you can imagine, there are tons of media people there wanting to get interviews. So I was glad to get a few minutes with Tim. And Tim offered to come back on the show anytime as well. So I tell you what, we are going to go ahead and go to that interview now. And this is live from last night at the Trump rally in Colorado Springs. All right, as I mentioned, we're coming to you live from the Trump rally in Colorado Springs, and glad to have Tim Murtaugh with us. Tim is the Director of Communications for the Trump campaign. So, Tim, thanks for being with us.
Sure, you bet. Happy to be here.
So, I mean, this is exciting for us. This is my first rally to be at, and then just seeing all the different things that President Trump has done, I'm telling you, it's amazing to me how the left side can have so much hatred and just spews things that are totally untrue about President Trump. Why do you think there's so much hatred for him?
Well, I think that it's because they see him as something that's almost insurmountable for them. I mean, here's a guy, and frankly, I think it's understandable that they don't understand it, because here's a guy who made promises in 2016, and he kept those promises, you know, and I think when he actually follows through on the things that he campaigned on in 2016, they're shocked, and they can't believe it. And, you know, the swamp in Washington, D.C. still doesn't know what to make of the guy. He promised to go in and shake things up, and he has certainly turned the town upside down. You look at all the federal judges that he has appointed, well over 100 federal judges to all the different circuits in the country and all the different appeals courts in the country. So important, and he keeps his Mitch McConnell in the Senate keeps getting him through, of course. Included in that total are two fantastic United States Supreme Court justices, and I think that's key, and I think that's probably a really big reason why the Democrats can't stand it. But let me tell you a little anecdote about that. We were at a rally in New Hampshire just a couple of days ago, last week, and I was sitting next to a well-known cable television host. It's a face that people would recognize, and they turned to me and they said, you know, this is my first rally, and is it always like this? And I said, what do you mean? And they said, well, you know, the atmosphere in here, it's positively joyous. this is like a family event. And I said, well, yeah, it is. And yeah, it is always like this. Why do you ask? And they said, well, because this is not at all what I expected. And, you know, just the astonishment that a Trump rally was actually something that was uplifting and invigorating. And you have thousands of people who are here tonight in Colorado Springs who are proud to be Americans and proud to support this president and his policies and are proud to be citizens of this country. It's just fantastic. And I think it's something that threatens the Democrats because they know they can't overcome that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? What is so cool about just watching his speeches on TV, and this is my first rally to be at, I mean, you can tell he is truly proud of America, wants to keep it great, which is his slogan. But I mean, he's really, I mean, for veterans, for our health care, all the things. I mean, he just seems like he's almost one of the first presidents really got it in all circles here to just help America be great.
Yeah, he wakes up every morning, and the first question he asks when any decision has to be made is, what is in America's best interest? He puts America first with every decision that he makes, and that's in domestic economic policy. We've now got the best economy that anybody has seen in the last 50 years, and the unemployment rate here in Colorado is staggeringly low, 2.5%. That's an all-time low for Colorado, and that's due to the Trump policies. And if you look on the international stage, you know, building the nation's military back up to the strength that it is required to protect this nation, our standing in trade deals, the fact that he's getting our allies in NATO to pay their fair share and carry their share of the burden. You know, America is leading again, and America's word in the world means something again. And there's great pride in this country again, and you'll see it here in this arena tonight. You'll hear it from President Trump on stage, the way he treats and honors veterans, just from top to bottom. This is a man who loves this country, and in every action proves it.
Right. Tim Murtaugh is our guest, and once again, he's the director of communications for the Trump campaign. Go to DonaldTrump.com. Check it out. Hey, we need donations. We need things to help President Trump, so I hope you'll do that. So, Tim, what's it going to take in Colorado? I mean, will there be some more stops here over the next few months?
Colorado's a very important state, and we think that we can pick it up. You know, it's one that's been moving towards the Republican Party over the last several elections. You look back to John McCain, lost Colorado by about 8 points, Mitt Romney by about 6, and President Trump was within about 5. And so it's coming in our direction. We think there's a libertarian and an independent conservative streak that runs through Colorado, and we think that with the president's record here, the 2.5% unemployment rate, the great economy that's going on, support for the military, which we know the veteran population and the military presence that's here in Colorado, all of those things argue in favor of the president. And we think that him running strong here will help people like Senator Gardner and his reelection, which we think is very important. And so, you know, we hope that Colorado remains in play. I don't want to talk about what the future schedule would be, but, you know, we have the most important thing that we have as a campaign, the most valuable commodity, is the president's time. And he's here in Colorado Springs for a rally tonight, and that says a lot about how we value Colorado this election.
Well, Tim, man, it's great to meet you. Thank you. And I'll give you my card, and you're always welcome on our show if we can help you here in Colorado. All right, sir. Thank you so much. Again, that was Tim Murtaugh, Director of Communications for Trump 2020. And tell you, great guy. It was nice to meet Tim. And got to meet Brad, the campaign manager for Trump 2020. And just some great, great people. In a few minutes, we're going to be playing Jenna Ellis. Jenna Ellis, of course, was here on KLZ. And Jenna did a great speech there early in the afternoon to kick things off. But she did a great job. And Darby is with us. As I mentioned, Darby's on our staff here, helped us get through yesterday. And so, Darby, let's talk about your experience a little bit yesterday. I mean, was that your first time to ever go to something like that?
Hey, Scott. I have been to political rallies before, but for Trump, yes, that was my first one. So exciting. Of course, the VP kicked it off, seeing him on stage. I wonder if they flew in separate planes. They had to have, because, you know, Trump and Mike Pence can't be on the same plane if something happens.
Right.
And so if you go to our Facebook page, we have several photos there, KLZ560. My kids were able to attend. They're 11 and 12. So for them, they don't understand what's going on. But, oh, the president, we know what that means.
Sure.
And so they were just so proud. And we got to see our president, and they're going to go to school later today, and because we actually stayed down there in the Springs, and we didn't fight the traffic. But it was just amazing, just an honor to be there. And
Yeah, it was cool. And I'm telling you, the gentleman that went with me and his daughter, they couldn't get in, and they got there at 12:45, and then there were about 25 people in front of them, and then the door shut. And boy, they had waited all that time. But they said everyone was very friendly, and while people were disappointed they couldn't get in, there wasn't anybody, you know, cussing anybody out or just going completely crazy on the door staff and all the people there. And they had a big screen set outside I saw when I left there. I think were a lot of people just huddled around, but there were approximately, I'm going to guess, you know, 3,000 to 4,000 outside that couldn't get in, and about 10,000 inside the arena. So it was really, really, really cool. Dr. Stanley Thorne also was there, and ask him to hurry in, to come in. So,
howdy, howdy, howdy.
How are you, sir?
I'm too blessed to be stressed. How are you?
I'm good, man. My legs are tired from standing because, man, we stood all night down there. But it was cool to be right there on the floor.
It was amazing.
And you got great seats as well. But what was your input from the evening?
Oh, there's so much, Scott. I'm going to spend a lot of my show talking about it today. I think what's interesting to me is the cross-section of humanity. Mm-hmm. I'm a people watcher. I don't travel like I used to, but when I used to fly a lot, I used to like to sit at a strategic place in the airport and just watch people go by. You saw every age,
yep,
you know, from 12 or 14 on up to guys in wheelchairs. This guy that survived Iwo Jima, Sergeant Thurman, that I managed to be in the crowd as he was coming in. He's 94. So from, you know, 94 to younger teenagers, and every race, every ethnicity, I saw black, brown, red.
And
to me, that's exciting. That's America. Mm-hmm. You know, that's people motivated by a common set of values. And I sat up there. We got there early, thanks to Darby getting us press credentials. I sat up there watching the arena fill. And it was like, these are my people.
Right.
It was just a really, really good feeling to see that many Americans like-minded celebrating, as Trump said. He said, I can't remember his exact words. I've got three pages of notes. But he said, we're here to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
And we celebrated America. It was neat.
Sure.
Did you guys see the wave start happening?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you participate? I was like, oh, I got to get the video of this. And I was like, oh, wait, I got to get my hands up now.
I know. It was... And just the, you know, electricity in the building, kind of the way I've described it. I mean, you know, and some of us that were there 5 and 6 hours before, but when Pence came out, you know, and then, of course, President came out, I mean, it was like that crowd had just been there 30 minutes and they were fired up and ready.
The energy level was amazing.
Not that they had been waiting many hours. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't believe somebody like Darby could leave as late as she did and still.
I know, when she called me at whatever time it was, I'm in Castle Rock.
Nope, I could never be that lucky.
Good luck, yeah.
Man. We were blessed with less traffic, so that was a good time. Everybody was already down there is what it was.
I made note at 4 o'clock that the arena was about 85% full, and I went out to try to get something from a concession stand that was already closed, but that put me out on the exterior wall, most of which was glass, and I took pictures of the crowd outside. I saw Denver Post, today's edition, estimated there were 20,000 people there, and I think the venue only holds 8,000.
Yeah, I'd heard 9, but yeah, somewhere around there.
So there was many people outside the venue as there were inside the venue. And it was a great experience, and it's something I hope to do again. But you're right, that energy level was just sky high. And, you know, a lot of people were there, like you said, 5-6 hours sitting around waiting. I met some new friends. We took some pictures of some great T-shirts. I'll send those to Darby, so maybe you can post those. I can't remember. I was going to say one that I'll send you, a girl, a young lady in her mid-20s, maybe a little older, and her significant other friend. I don't know if they were married or boyfriend and girlfriend. They had driven from Utah for that event,
right,
sitting behind us, and her shirt said, "My rights don't end where your feelings begin," which I thought was a good shirt. So
yeah,
they were selling that one outside. I almost got it.
Oh my goodness, I wish I'd known. I'm not wearing T-shirts as much as I once did, but that'd be one I might consider wearing.
Yeah, and I tell you, I was really impressed with Pence, too. I mean, you know, again, we've all heard him speak on TV and even the president, but I'm telling you, just to be there and see it live, I mean, he was pretty cool, too.
I think that's a point well taken, because almost every time I see him on the news or anything, it's in sort of a passive. He's there, he's present, but it's low-key.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't call him a backbencher by any stretch, but he's not front and center. when you see him in his own element at the podium like that, and as energized as he was, I've never seen him like that before. So it was good to see him in that kind of mode, as opposed to, you know, the photo op kind of scenery, so to speak. But I've always been impressed with him. I just remember when the media and the hard left mocked him mercilessly because he said he wouldn't have a lunch or any other private meeting with the female, not his wife, unless there was somebody there. And they just ripped him up one side and down the other. I just don't think they understand a principled outlook like that, you know.
And that was a smart move as a female. I think that's just it's a very smart move for him.
Oh, in this day and age, all it takes is an accusation. It really does. And it and that is, for me as an attorney, that's a grievous notion for me to see America abandon innocent until proven guilty. Now it's just, hey, I can sling mud, and if any of it sticks, I'm going to bring you down.
Yep,
take
absolutely.
You out.
Well, I'll tell you, Charlie, we're going to skip this break so we can get the time in here. But let's Jenna Ellis, which most of you will remember here on KLZ, Attorney-Client Privilege, I believe is the name of her show, and has just, which we knew all the time. We were on borrowed time with her because she is extremely sharp and went out to do some things with Focus on the Family, Dr. James Dobson, and now is the senior in the senior legal advisor type role with President Trump. And she was there last night and flew in on Air Force One. I saw her and got to talk with her a little bit. But Jenna kicked it off a little bit earlier in the afternoon with a great speech. It's just about 5 minutes, so tune in and listen to this. Jenna Ellis live last night from Colorado Springs at the Trump 2020 rally.
Hello, Colorado! I am so excited as a Colorado native to be here with you to welcome Donald J. Trump, the 45th president of the United States of America. We are going to make Colorado great again. Like you, I have been so disappointed with our Colorado legislature that is run by the evil, evil Democrats. I have been so disappointed that they refused just last week to protect life and the unborn and also the Born Alive Act. Why would they do that? But all of us here are standing proudly with President Trump, who says that all life is a sacred and precious gift from God. We finally have a champion and an advocate for life in the White House. We have a champion and an advocate for freedom and liberty in this country, in this nation, in the White House. And President Trump's economy has already affected Colorado. We are at a 2.5% record unemployment rate here in Colorado. The Trump administration has created 15,000 new construction jobs in Colorado. And we have tonight Senator Cory Gardner, who is here to help make Colorado great again. And I am so grateful to stand strongly and proudly with the president, with Senator Gardner, with Congressman Ken Buck, who's also here, with all of you here from Colorado, who know this state, who love this state, and who love the fact that we understand that the Constitution of the United States guarantees our freedom and liberty in this country. And we stood proudly with President Trump when the fake news and the Democrats are trying again and again and again and again to harass this president. We will stand with him regardless of what the fake news media, right back there, he always points them out, right back there. The fake news media, no matter what they say, this president stands strong, he stands firm, and he is making us proud again. He is recognizing that Colorado is so proud of him. And we are going to, in 2020, make Colorado great again by voting down ticket in this election, because we are voting for President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence, absolutely. Woo! And we are also voting all the way down ticket here in Colorado for Cory Gardner and everyone else here in Colorado who will stand for life, who will stand for God, who will stand for freedom and liberty in this country, because we know that our Declaration of Independence says, in the words of our unanimous founding fathers, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. They're endowed by their creator, not their government, with certain unalienable rights. And among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Yes. Woo! Thank you, patriots, for being here in support of our president. We love Donald Trump. Thank you.
All right. That was Jen Ellis last night, live from the Trump rally in Colorado Springs. Dr. Stanley Thorne is with us in studio here. Also, Darby on our staff here. It takes care of a lot of our promotions and different things. And again, thank you very much for getting those press passes for us and the press parking.
That was such a blessing. It really was.
Yeah, no
doubt. It was worth it.
It was very worth it. So thank you very much.
Can I comment on Jenna?
Absolutely.
I was here as a somewhat regular guest on Rush to Reason while Jenna had her show and got to meet her several times. But that proximity and coming in from time to time allowed me to watch her change in the role. Just being in, she's a quick study. She's incredibly bright. She's earned everything she's gotten. And to see her go from locally affiliated here and affiliated with KLZ, and to see her success, and now she's legal advisor to the President of the United States, just fires me up. She has become so much more polished and accomplished, and I just commend her for her success. It's great when you – I don't have any skin in the game. I don't know her. She probably wouldn't even remember me. But to be around and get to see somebody progress like that and mature and become advisor to the president just fires me up for her. It's just a great thing to watch somebody like that at a fairly close range. I thought that it was neat. She was the first speaker. So they did, James Dobson did the opening prayer. Then they did the Pledge of Allegiance, which was great to see 8,000 people recite the Pledge of Allegiance together. And then there was the Star Spangled Banner, which we sang. And then Jenna Ellis was the first speaker. So my congratulations to her. She's doing a great job.
It was very cool. Yeah. So what do you think will happen in Colorado here with Trump?
I don't know. I wouldn't have given Colorado – I wouldn't have bothered, but I think Colorado is really in play. Mm-hmm. I think there's a chance, and if he continues to make his presence felt with rallies, and I would expect at least one or two more, maybe three or four before the campaign season is over with. I think people are paying attention, and I think what strikes me more than anything else is the Democratic presidential candidates debating a night or two before, and you heard nothing of a positive nature from any of them.
No.
And what you heard from Trump was accomplishments, which he rightly can take credit for, but he's a doer. He gets it done. He has accomplished things that have been on the legislative wish list for 35, 40, 50 years that nobody could ever get done. And he gets zero credit from the mass media. But I think people are figuring out that the Democrats, they not only have nothing to offer, they are sour. They are jaded. The contrast between what you saw in the State of the Union and Nancy Pelosi's petulant little display when she tore the speech in half, or quartered it for that matter,
right,
and what you saw in the presidential debate stage and the Democratic contenders, and you compare and contrast that with the positive energy and the accomplishments, and it was all about promoting what America can be, mm-hmm. what we can do as a people if we can just quit squabbling and backbiting and get on some sort of common ground and find that we have more in common and we can unite around that than what divides us. Because I see over and over, Democrats are all about divide and conquer. Divide into groups, divide into factions. They're not about unification. They're not about potential. They're about criticism, negativity. I just don't find anything. I try to be an objective observer, even though I readily admit I'm conservative and would never consider voting Democratic for any of them. But I try to maintain some sense of objectivity. I don't see anything appealing about any of them. Do you? I mean,
honesty. And I tell you, when I think of the, you know, seeing President Trump, you know, debate Bernie Sanders or Bloomberg, he would crush them.
Well, he would. And yet there is, as much as I hope for that and wish for that, the mass media will make him out as a bully. Oh, I mean, when he crushes them, as he rightly should and rightly will, the media will make him out as just this. That, see, there's his tyrannical, he's a tyrant, he's a bully, he's running rough. They said on the debate stage, he's running roughshod over America.
Right.
Really, I hadn't noticed that. Did you notice, Darby, any roughshod over America?
No.
Okay.
But speaking of Bloomberg, I didn't realize his height, and it really showed next to the other candidates. You know, not that you have to be tall, but he needs a step stool or something. Now I get why President is calling him Mini Mike. Well, it just didn't click before till I saw him compared to everybody else on the stage.
I haven't fact-checked this, and I'd hate to be wrong, but I think Trump was mocking him because he actually asked for a box to stand on for the debate. And so Trump was mocking him about asking for the box. I have no problem with people that are vertically challenged, but just the, what do they call it, the optics of Trump standing on a debate stage. What is he, 6'4" or something?
6'3". I think I looked up last, because I did want to look that up to see. Bloomberg said 5'8", and he's 6'3".
Oh, yeah. What a contrast that will be. I just think the contrast in personality, almost, of, if you just characterize the Democratic Party personality and their attributes versus that of Republicans, Republicans have so much more to offer the American people. I just don't know how it seems to be a no-brainer.
Sure. And you'll be on from 2 to 3.
2 to 3 today.
2 to 3 today.
2 to All 3 right. tomorrow.
All right. So just don't go anywhere after our show. Mark Griffith coming up, and then Dr. Stanley Thorne. And, again, great evening. If you get on a chance to even go online and watch some of the things, there's plenty of live feeds on there from the President's speech and Vice President Pence. And it was just a terrific, terrific evening, and so glad we all got to be a part of that.
I am, too. It was a memorable event, and one that I hope to get to again. And if you've never been to one, whether you like him or not, you ought to go have the experience, because it's a rocking good time.
It sure is.
Make sure you like our Facebook page, KLZ560.
KLZ560 and follow
Shameless
us.
Plug. Right, good Shameless deal. Plug.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We got to take a short break, and we'll be right back. It's Pet Dental Health Month at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, and they are celebrating oral health for pets all through the month of February. Free oral screens will be offered by their technicians in the lobby, and when your dog or cat receives a dental procedure, you'll be entered into their special dental health gift basket drawing. You'll earn reward points at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center when you download their free app. Hey, this is Scott Watley for Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, and we've trusted our pets' care this great staff since 2003. Call today and schedule your pet for their dental care, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Check out their great blogs at LoneTreeVet.com.
Hi, Jack Corgan. Shopping for a new car can be a harrowing experience unless you use my favorite car dealer, Len Lyles Chevrolet, just east of I-225 on Colfax, 15 minutes from anywhere. I've worked with them for more than 12 years, and I promise you, Len Lyles is not your typical car dealership. Check out their excellent reviews on Google. They are respectful of your time, not high pressure, and have very progressive pricing, because low overhead really does mean lower prices. Len Lyles Chevrolet, go east and pay the least.
Chevy. Find new roads.
You're stuck in a difficult situation. You don't know whether or not you even need an attorney. Have a conversation with Kevin Flesch.
You know, I have some really hard conversations, and conversations that I don't expect some days, relating to factually what happened in a case or what's going on in the person's life. And I've been doing this long enough. I've been doing it, you know, since 1996, so almost 25 years. And the faces change, but a lot of times the fact patterns don't. And when you get into these situations where you know where this fact pattern is going to be going, but you don't know necessarily if you're going to really add a whole lot of value, that's sometimes why we have these free consultations, so I can give some advice. I can suggest what they need to do to help themselves. But at the end of the day, it may be me stepping out and saying, I'm not comfortable traipsing you through court appearances and not really adding the value that I want to add. And it's one of those things where they're going to be able to get through it on their own and figure it out and not be lighter in the wallet.
Call now for a free consultation with personal injury attorney Kevin Flesch, 303-806-8886. Flesch and Beck Law. They get results.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley. Glad to have you with us. Dr. Mark Riggs joins us now, 5280 Functional Medicine. 5280functionalmed.com is the website. And I highly encourage you, if you've missed any of our shows, go to his website. He has done a terrific job of kind of placing a library there of all the different podcasts and all the different subjects that we have covered, and which has been numerous but very, very informative. So if you're looking for maybe some conditions that we don't talk about today, go there and check it out. And again, that's 5280functionalmed.com. Their phone number, 720-722-0386. And with that, we will welcome Dr. Riggs. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Scott. How are you?
I'm good to see you. Good to see you. I'm doing well. And, you know, last week we covered a lot of things, but I kind of wanted to recap some and, sure. and go back through some of the points you made, because I think a lot of people, they'll hear it, and then all of a sudden, then they hear it again and start applying it and figuring out, you know what, he has just described to me. So let's right. talk a little about the functional medicine side of 5280.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we had a tremendous response to last week's show. It was great. All the topics that we discussed over cardiovascular risk and cardiovascular risk assessment and a more conservative treatment approach than what we're currently doing right now. So I'd be happy to dance around on this topic a little bit longer
sure.
today. So you know, just continuing, it's continuing with Heart Awareness Month this month. I just wanted to continue the topic, dovetail off of what we discussed last time, and so I'm going to dive a little bit deeper into the specific advanced markers that can be run and should be run, but aren't currently being run as a standard of practice in most doctors' offices. So typically when you go to your doctor, they look at cholesterol. We've talked about this a lot, about how it's been demonized and unnecessarily and wrongfully. And the whole goal of conventional cardiology and cardiovascular risk has been to focus on cholesterol and saturated fat and basically ram down cholesterol with statin drugs. And so when you go to your doctor, they run cholesterol almost exclusively, and LDL and HDL are different lipoprotein particles that carry cholesterol. We're going to get into that. And all these drugs are there to ram those numbers down, and without any kind of analysis or advanced, you know, diagnosis to understand why those are up in the first place, mm-hmm. right? Your body isn't just going bad. There's always a reason why there's physiological dysfunction in the body. It's just most doctors are too lazy or don't have the time or won't make the time to investigate why that's happening in the first place. And it's just easier for the doctor, easier for the patient to just sure. pop a pill, but it's really doing nothing for you. It's just manipulating the numbers on the lab report mm-hmm. and you're no healthier. But, you know, does that make sense?
Yeah.
You're no healthier being on more drugs.
Just
cramming numbers up or cramming yeah. numbers down, right? So, like I mentioned, they don't run advanced lipid markers. They don't run inflammatory markers. They don't run metabolic markers. And all of these are necessary when managing a patient's risk. But currently, like I said, just looking at cholesterol, prescribing a statin, not providing any nutrition or lifestyle advice, because after all, our conventionally trained doctors are not nutritionists and they're not lifestyle coaches, right? So you go to the pharmacology doctor, the MD, the DO, whatever, and you get your drugs, right? So it's important, anybody listening, it's important to understand, though, that our bodies don't have a statin deficiency, right? That's, like I said, there's a reason why those numbers are being driven up, and it's due to some underlying physiological dysfunction, and most are caused by poor lifestyle habits, which then result in something like high cholesterol, but it's not because we have a statin deficiency, right? It's silly. So we need to seek out competent practitioners who are going to take a more exhaustive and more custom tailored and you know, it's a precision medicine, right? A more custom tailored approach to your management. It can be done, but most doctors are not in the position to do this. They don't have the education. They don't have the time. They're confined to that 8-minute window that they get to see patients on average, 8 to 10 minutes. And you don't have time to delve into lifestyle factors in 8 to 10 minutes. Come on. So anybody in that position is just not equipped to more comprehensively assess a patient for their risk and prescribe a tailored approach to treatment. So like I said, last show, we all want to trust our doctors, but the truth today is that we all have to be our own health advocate, and we can't afford to just blindly trust our doctors anymore. The healthcare system has become a massive Goliath of a business. It's the largest industry in our nation, and literally hundreds of billions of dollars are made off of sick care, not teaching anybody how to be their own doctor and teach them how to, you know, wellness care. But instead using drugs to like I say, mask these symptoms, manipulate physiology, and offer a Band-Aid approach to care. And so, you know, I've mentioned this before, using drugs to solve all our health problems hasn't worked. It's never going to work because despite the U.S. being only 5% of the world population, we consume over 75 or 80% of the world's pharmaceutical drugs. And you'd think that if the drugs were the key to health, that we'd be one of the healthiest, right? Based on those numbers. Mm-hmm. But we're like in the 40s when it comes to overall health and infant mortality and all that stuff of all the industrialized nations. So it's pretty sad. Despite all the specialists, all the drugs, and all the fancy cardiology procedures, heart disease continues to be the number one killer in America for both men and women. And as I mentioned on several previous shows, according to very well-designed studies, including this Interheart study, it's estimated that over 90% of heart disease is preventable. It's no longer you can no longer sit back and think, well, you know, it's just genetic. It runs in the family. I'm going to get it. There's nothing I can do. I might as well drink my beer and smoke my cigarettes and eat the pizza every night and the ice cream for dessert. And I'm, you know, it's just my destiny. That's not the case. So these studies demonstrate that nutritional guidance and lifestyle guidance should be at the forefront of our approach to preventing and treating heart disease, but like I say, continually over and over again, conventional medicine just continues to utilize pretty much statins and other expensive heart procedures like stenting almost exclusively as their primary method of treatment. And so we have to seek out other competent healthcare practitioners. Doctors aren't nutritionists. They're not educated in these nutritional interventions. They're not even educated in a lot of this functional medicine stuff that I'm talking about and advanced blood chemistry analysis, advanced lipid markers, metabolic markers, inflammatory markers that I'm going to discuss in further depth today. It's just a superficial approach to diagnosis and a really, really shoddy approach to treatment that's mostly just drug therapy that always results in adverse effects, whether you feel them or you don't.
Right.
There's bad stuff going on in your body, and I may get into more about statins in a little bit.
Sure. But would you say if people, you know, let's say whether recently or they've been on it a few years, it's worth the time and, you know, and a couple of bucks, come in, get some blood work run just to see? Because, I really don't know the answer as far as if they've been on it for a while, that's going to skew a lot of stuff, right? If they've been on medication for a little while, but it won't. The blood result will still be the blood result, right?
Right. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. Yeah, it's never too late to come in and get a more comprehensive assessment of what's going on with your blood chemistry. And there are so many of these, and I want to spend a good portion of the show getting back into those because I think the people listening about the advanced markers that can and should be run, I think that's what prompted so many people to turn out to my health talk last week and so many people to call our office after last show. It's just so important. So most doctors want your cholesterol to be under 200, want your LDL to be under 100 without understanding, like I said, why they're that way in the first place. And that's what we do. That's what our office takes the time to get to know about you, is what's going on in your lifestyle, what's going on in your day-to-day activities, what the things that you do over and over again, what are driving those numbers to be dysfunctional? Mm-hmm. It's not a statin deficiency. So why would we think that just popping a pill and taking a statin is going to correct the reasons why they're that way in the first place? But doctors are convincing, and patients are convinced that I guess my doctor told me, right, all I need to do is just take the statin and be done with it. And that's not the case. I'm here to tell you, unfortunately, it's a lot more complicated than that. And doctors are leading their patients astray under a false sense of security by just telling you that you just need to pop the pill and you'll be all better. So we run much more than just cholesterol and LDL. We run advanced diagnostic testing, and on the treatment side, we coach our patients on these lifestyle factors that I keep harping on, that promotes this underlying dysfunction and results in that symptomatic dyslipidemia or hyperinsulinemia or whatever. So, you know, it's also worth noting that based on recent studies, that nearly 50% of patients who present to the hospital suffering from a heart attack have perfectly normal cholesterol levels. So what are we missing? We're missing something huge, and it has nothing to do with cholesterol. I've done entire previous shows for those listening who are interested on how cholesterol is not the culprit and how it's absolutely necessary for optimal health. So fire any doctor that's telling you to avoid cholesterol-containing foods because they are seriously behind the times and behind on the scientific literature. So here we go. Let's get into some of those markers that patients really responded to at my health talk and calling us up at our office. So the markers that you should probably, maybe if you're driving, maybe you want to pull over, write these down. Or if you're at home, get out the pen and paper, write these down. It's called a lipid fractionation test or lipid particle profile. And basically, to make things simple, because cholesterol is a fat-soluble chemical and the blood is mostly water, the cholesterol must be transported through the blood bound to protein carriers. And these protein carriers are lipoproteins. I'll talk about HDL, high-density lipoprotein, and LDL, low-density lipoprotein. These lipoproteins are like vehicles, like taxi cabs, that carry around lipids like cholesterol and additionally triglycerides and other things like chylomicrons to and from the liver. And currently, when I mentioned that most doctors are running total cholesterol and LDL, currently when we measure HDL and LDL, we're measuring the total volume of cholesterol in the HDL and LDL vehicles. So essentially, we're measuring the number of passengers in the cars, right? The number of cholesterol in the vehicles is analogous to the passengers in the vehicles. Unfortunately, like I said, half the people admitted with heart attacks have perfectly normal cholesterol levels. So what are we missing? Well, measuring the passengers in the vehicles is not the most accurate way to assess our risk. The most current scientific literature has demonstrated that the LDLs and HDL particles, they vary in size and number. So what we need to be looking at are the HDL and LDL particle size and total particle number. The more total LDL particles is analogous to more cars on the road. And what happens more often during rush hour traffic? More accidents, right? So we got to know the total number of particles. It's like the total amount of traffic on the road. And the smaller, denser LDL particles, the greater risk that those particles will, when they're bouncing along the inside of the arteries, if they're smaller and denser, the more likely they will embed themselves in the lining of the artery, be consumed by a macrophage, become a foam cell, and develop an atherosclerotic plaque. We don't get any of that. We get none of that information when we just run total cholesterol and LDL cholesterol, right? So basically, what I'm trying to say is you could have patient A with an LDL of 125 and patient B of an LDL of 125, but they have totally different risk future risk for a heart attack or a stroke based on the size of their LDL particles and HDL particles and the density of those particles. We get none of that from our conventionally trained practitioners who are just running the basic lipid panel. So the lipid fractionation test is huge because the smaller, denser LDL particles quadruples your risk for a heart attack, for heart disease, compared to the same concentration of LDL in the large, fluffy, buoyant form. Okay, that's number one. And then there's numerous environment and dietary influences that cause a shift to the smaller, denser form that we counsel our patients on. There's also numerous supplements that cause a shift from the smaller, denser form to the larger, fluffier form. So you better believe that we go over those with our patients. Now, another very important lipid particle is apolipoprotein B and apolipoprotein A. And because ApoB is attached to every harmful lipid molecule, it reflects the total level of atherogenic lipoproteins in the blood. And because ApoA is attached to the surface of every HDL particle, it reflects the amount of protective lipoproteins. So when we look at the ratio of ApoB to ApoA, some consider that to be the most predictive. It's debated between lipoprotein A and ApoA, ApoB to ApoA ratio, which one's the best, but who cares? We run them both at our practice. Most doctors not looking at either. Very, very problematic. These markers are absolutely necessary to accurately assess your risk. So I just mentioned another one, lipoprotein A. It's a small, dense LDL particle that resembles a protein called plasminogen. And because of its similar structure, it competes with plasminogen, inhibits the formation of plasmin. And the job of plasmin is under normal circumstances, is to break down fibrin blood clots. So, in essence, the end result is when you have an increased level of lipoprotein A, you have a greater risk for blood clot formation because it's competing with the thing that normally breaks them down. So that's huge. That is absolutely huge. A lot of people that you hear of suffering from sudden cardiac death. I mentioned Bob Harper from The Biggest Loser. Mm-hmm. Young guy in his 40s suffered from a heart attack because he had high levels of lipoprotein A.
And what we would look at and say, in shape.
In shape, good-looking guy, again, works out, coaching people, knows how to eat right, knows how to exercise right. But if you're not looking at these markers, you are missing a huge portion of your overall risk. And these are markers. The lipid fractionation test, the ApoB to ApoA ratio, the lipoprotein A, none of them, nobody ever brings these in saying, hey, I just had these run by my doctor and I want to work with you. There's no drugs to lower lipoprotein A, but there are lifestyle factors and supplements that patients can take that's all grounded in the scientific literature to lower these guys. And I talk about these in my health talks. In addition to those advanced lipid markers, I talk to my patients about high-sensitivity C-reactive protein or high hsCRP. It's a systemic inflammatory marker that is essential to have run because we know, based on modern science, inflammation has much more to do with our future risk than lipids. And again, since half of heart attacks are in people with perfectly normal cholesterol levels, we might want to venture elsewhere to see where else we might be at risk. Homocysteine is another big one that's almost never run. Homocysteine is a metabolic intermediate protein and arterial abrasive, and high levels can indicate poor methylation or detoxification ability that can be tested for with an inexpensive, like $50 test. And this high levels of this homocysteine marker contribute to coronary artery disease, kidney disease, stroke, dementia. So, hey, another one that's really worth running. It's cheap. It's easy. We run it at our office routinely. We never run a cardiometabolic assessment on any of our patients without running all of these. We always run them all. And again, like I mentioned, there are a myriad of lifestyle factors, nutrient therapies, supplements that can effectively lower these over a period of time, and none of that advice is advice that you're going to get from your regular conventionally trained primary care practitioner,
right,
or cardiologist.
You know, if this is your first time to hear Dr. Riggs, or maybe you've caught some of the shows and not all of them, let me just take a second here and give you a few of his credentials. First of all, he's a licensed chiropractic physician. He's board certified in diagnosis and internal disorders. He's board certified acupuncture practitioner. He's a board eligible nutritionist. He's nationally registered certified medical examiner, and he's currently undergoing training through the prestigious Institute for Functional Medicine. So once again, I know he goes through a lot of information here, and I guess the questions we've got to ask, you know, what's our doctor missing that may cost you your life or may cause you to go down a bad road? And you know what? You don't have to. You can call 720-722-0386. Get an appointment. Get some of these tests run. And you know what? Are there some where the prescriptions and drugs have their place? Yes. Okay. But in the big scheme of things, you can always take the medicine. Why not get some blood work?
Add our approach. Yeah. To the current approach that you're using.
That is not going to hurt you in any way. Where taking the drugs with maybe without needing them is absolutely going to hurt
you. And I'll add to what you just said, because you said something. You said, you know, it can be the difference between life or death. And that's not hyperbole. Mm-hmm. We're not here on the radio using scare tactics. People are already dying,
right?
We're not saying, oh, you get this done, otherwise you could die. People are already dying. This is the number one killer. This is the number one cause of death. 1 in 3 deaths in the U.S., 33%, is due to cardiovascular disease. This is already a monster that's killing many, many, many Americans. And like you said, in some situations, the drug therapy is appropriate. But in the vast majority of cases, right, it is just a Band-Aid approach that is gimping you along, giving you a false sense of security. It's not correcting anything. Mm-hmm. You're not any healthier on more drugs. You're less healthy. And if we can get you to a higher level of health to where you don't need to be as dependent on those drugs anymore, isn't that where we'd all like to be? So you mentioned something, the drug therapy, and it's important to understand when we talk about the drug therapy, and in specific terms, we're talking about statins here when it comes to cardiovascular disease. These are the most commonly prescribed drugs. They've been around since 1986. And it's important when we're talking about the efficacy of statin therapy, we need to talk about two main populations, those with current cardiovascular disease and those without current cardiovascular disease. The research shows that if you have cardiovascular disease currently, statins do mildly reduce rates of heart attacks in all age groups by an average absolute risk of, what do you think, Scott? Throw out a number. What do you think what percentage do you think they reduce your absolute risk of suffering a heart attack?
40%?
3%. So statins, if you currently have heart disease, they reduce your risk of a heart attack by 3%. Now, I don't have the numbers here in front of me. This is just off the top of my head. But I think that you could probably go for a 30 to 45 minute walk every day, and you'll probably reduce your risk of a heart attack by a lot more than 3%.
Sure.
You could probably cut out the dessert every night for several months and probably cut your risk of heart attacks by more than 3%. You could probably manage your stress better. You could probably get better sleep. You could probably do any one of those therapies, any one single therapy, and it'll be more effective than a statin. But if you do nothing, just know that your statin drug will do about 3% of the work, okay? Right. So now, in addition, an analysis by Dr. David Newman in 2010, an MD, which drew on a large meta-analysis of statin drugs, found that among those with pre-existing heart disease, that those people that with pre-existing heart disease who took statins for 5 years, 96% saw no benefit whatsoever. Zero. 1.2%, or 1 in 83, were saved from a fatal heart attack and had their lifespan extended. I'm going to come back to that. 2.6% were helped by preventing a repeat heart attack. 0.8%, or 1 in 125, were helped by preventing a stroke. 2% were harmed by the development of type 2 diabetes. Ouch. Mm. 10% were harmed by muscle damage. Additionally, that 1.2% that I mentioned that were saved from a fatal heart attack and had their lifespan extended, they were all men. They were all under the age of 80 years old, and they all had pre-existing heart disease. This is the only population to demonstrate an increased lifespan with the use of a statin drug. Conversely, in men under 80 without pre-existing heart disease, in men over 80 with or without heart disease, and in women of any age with or without heart disease, meaning any women, statins have not been shown, have not been proven to save you from a heart attack or extend your lifespan. And that is not how they're being marketed. They are being marketed to all of us, mm-hmm. regardless of age, regardless of gender, regardless of pre-existing heart disease, that they will save your life.
Right.
And that is absolutely untrue as of today. So everybody listening needs to keep that in mind, that overall 3% benefit, not without its harms, 1 in 50
sure.
develop diabetes, 1 in 10 develop muscle damage. We can test for that, by the way, through genetic testing, the risk for muscle damage. And you have to be in a very specific category to show any type of benefit at all. And by the way, that benefit is 1.2%, 1 in 83.
Right.
It's pretty pathetic.
Sure.
So like I said, if you're not going to, if those numbers don't sound appealing to you, which they certainly don't to me, do something else, mm-hmm. do anything else. But you, that's not your only option. That's why I'm talking about it. It's not your only option. That's your only option at most doctor's offices,
right.
but that is not your only option. Come to our office, get a more advanced assessment, and get a plethora of conservative, holistic, and natural options to not only balance your blood lipid numbers like cholesterol, mm-hmm. but balance your blood pressure, balance your blood sugar, lose the weight,
right?
All of these things tend to get better all at the same time when we treat the chronic lifestyle-induced disease mm-hmm. using a lifestyle approach to precision-tailored medicine with all of our patients. That's what we specialize in doing. That's what we do. That's what my wife and I do as physicians. That's what our health coach helps us facilitate. And it's a wonderful time to be practicing this type of medicine because it's evidence-based. You can find these research articles on our website. It's a beautiful thing when you can improve all these things and get healthy, reduce your need for the medications associated with adverse effects, and improve all of those variables all at once.
Yep. Just got a minute left here, but let me just think about this to our listeners. Think about the last time you picked up a prescription and that 5-page document that came with your prescription. That is not 5 pages telling you what all that drug is good for you, the benefit. There may be 4 or 5 lines on there that's the benefit. 95% of that document will be the side effects. And I don't know about you, but most of us don't even read that. We're just trusting that doctor that, again, that's the best drug for you. And here's all we're saying. This costs you nothing to do. Pick up the phone. Call 720-722-0386. Make an appointment. Get a little blood work done. And you know what? You may get verification. You're doing the right thing. Your doctor's done you right. And you're good. But you also may find out, hey, you don't need that medicine. And with a few changes in your lifestyle, your diet, a few things like that, you can be so-called drug-free. And who doesn't want that?
Absolutely. And just with the couple seconds left, visit 5280functionalmedicine.com. Go to the bottom of the website and check out our list of upcoming health talks all throughout the Denver metro area. I don't have enough time to rattle them off right here, but there's a bunch of them coming up through. I've got them through May. And so check those out. We've got one tomorrow at the Arapahoe Road Centennial Natural Grocers by Arapahoe and Lima on detoxification. But check out the rest of them. They're great. I'll be doing cardiovascular disease one more time. And just check those out along with everything else on the website.
5280functionalmed.com, 720-722-0386. Dr. Riggs, as always, thank you very much.
Scott.
Leave it right here on KLZ 560. Don't go anywhere.